Brown Mysteries. Adventures in excitement and suspense, based on the best-selling novels by the slick storytelling sensation, Carter Brown.
Walking into it with my eyes open. Me, Nicky Knight, the smart private eye. Call me Sir Lancelot, all set to storm the wicked prince's castle and rescue the beautiful captive maiden. Only instead of riding my brave steed with my trusty sword, I rode a Buick Special beside a two-time fraud, Louis Desprez, alias Louis Katz. But this was the only way I could see of finding out what the catch was. We parked the car off the road about a quarter of a mile from the house, and cat-footed it up to the wall at the back of the building.
You think this is the best place, Knight?
Yeah. The way I figure it, there's an even chance that Blanc, the guard on the gate, sleeps in the little gatehouse.
Yes, that is reasonable.
So if we get over the wall here, we got a chance of getting away with it. Uh-huh. I'll go first. You give me a push-up, and then I'll give you a pull.
Very well.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, here, go! I'm set. You jump and I'll grab you.
Here I come.
Grab my arm. That's it. Up.
Good work, my friend. Now down to the garden, eh?
Yeah. Let's go. Now, quiet now.
Where are we going?
Back door.
What if it is locked?
I got a little gadget with me that's pretty useful for this sort of emergency.
You have your gun ready?
Of course. Why that Hassan flicks a knife about, I'm not taking risks.
I too.
Hold it.
We are here.
Uh-huh.
You will unpick the lock now, eh?
No. Lesson one in the private eye manual. Always test the door before trying to pick it. You never know, it might be open. Well, how do you know? It is.
Piece of luck.
Yeah, I wonder. This is the kitchen. That door opens on the hall. Come on.
It's a light. There is a light under that door ahead.
Yeah.
Who lives in there?
The prince when he's home.
Perhaps he has returned. You just go and see him.
Don't be crazy. It's the girl we're after. But I am also after the prince.
Louis!
What? Who dares to disturb me? Who are you?
Your executioner!
So much for his highness, Al-Zaman.
What did you do that for?
It's just payment. Now we go upstairs to find Marie.
Correction, please. Not we.
Me!
I prefer to go the rest of the way alone, pal. You just lie there and rest. I went up the stairs two at a time, dodging from side to side as I came to make a difficult target. Then a large curved sword appeared on the landing. Behind it was Abdul.
The American!
Hello, Abdul. Goodbye. As he came toppling down the stairs, I pressed back against the wall and then ran for the door to the harem. I dragged it open and found myself face to face with a dark-eyed beauty with small curls and sweet curves.
Who? What do you want?
Are you Marie Desprez?
Yes?
Now, I've come to take you home.
Take me? What kind of a trick is this?
No trick. The prince is dead, Abdul is dead. And if we don't get out of here fast, we'll qualify for the quartet. Now, come on! Well, how do you feel now?
I do not quite know. I'm still dizzy from the haste.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Marie. About the rough treatment getting over the wall, but a skinned knee is better than a punctured hide.
Oh, I do not mind. I am more than grateful.
I kept waiting for Hassan to come yelling after us. You know, that's a funny thing.
What?
There was no sign of Hassan. He's the toughest of the lot. Where was he? And where was Haroon? If the prince was back, he should have been too.
Oh, surely, Nicky, the one thing that matters is that we have got away.
Yeah, that's true enough. I just can't help wondering.
Where are you taking me?
To my apartment first. Tex is there.
Tex? Oh, that's wonderful. I would like to see her again. She was kind.
After that, I'm not sure. The police, probably. You were kidnapped, weren't you?
Oui. On the Riviera last summer. I met Prince Erzaman there. I thought he was horrible from the first. I had proof of it afterwards.
Uh-huh. Have you got a brother named Louis?
No. I'm an only child.
Oh. Does the name Louis Katz mean anything to you?
Oh, the only Louis I ever knew was Louis Malbert. The wretch who tricked me so that I was kidnapped.
Is he tall, dark, gray eyes, and slightly crooked mouth?
Oh, but yes. Yes, that he is.
We're talking about the same Louis.
I don't understand.
Well, it's a long story, honey. And this is no time to tell it.
The car stops?
Yeah, for one very good reason, out of gas. You know, that's strange. This is Louis's car, and there's not enough gas for a two-way trip.
What will you do now?
Well, I'll leave you here and go look for a phone. I'll call Tex and she can bring my car out here and pick us up.
She will leave me... You will leave me alone?
You can have my gun for company. I won't be long.
Oh, please don't be. I'm frightened.
There's no need. You just sit tight. I'll be back as fast as I can. I trudged along up the road for half a mile before I found a house and an irate farmer in a nightshirt whose bad temper disappeared when I waved a couple of five spots under his nose. He eventually led me to the phone and I dialed my apartment.
Hello?
Tex?
Oh, Nicky.
Relax, honey. Everything's okay.
I've been sitting here going quietly crazy.
Now, I've got Marie with me, but we run out of gas. Will you bring the car out and pick us up?
Oh, sure. Just give me the directions.
Tex, what's the matter?
Nicky, the door's opening. There's somebody coming inside the apartment.
Tex, are you all right?
No, I...
Tex! Tex! Hello! Hello!
Hello, Mr. Knight.
Who's that?
This is Haroon. We have your American. She is quite safe at the moment. She may have a headache when she wakes up, but it will pass.
If you hurt her...
Calm, Mr. Knight. No one will be hurt so long as you are sensible.
What do you mean by that?
It is quite simple. You have a girl, we have a girl. You want the one we have. We want the one you have.
I don't get it.
I think you do. We want Marie Despre back. If you want to see your friend, Tex alive, you will return to us the French girl. If not, Hassan is very anxious to practice some of his peculiar talents. Hello? Mr. Knight, are you still there?
Yeah. I'm still here.
The exchange will be made at 9 tonight. You have my word that the American girl will not be harmed in any way before then. We will meet you at the crossroads on the main highway 10 miles north of the house. Is that clear?
It's clear.
Till 9, then, Mr. Knight.
I put the receiver down and just stood looking at it. I felt as though I'd been kicked in the stomach by a specially vicious mule. The thought of Tex and that dagger-happy Hassan was the stuff that nightmares were made of. Then I went back to the old farmer and found he had some spare petrol. Bought it from him, and half an hour later, the car was ready to move again. Then I told Marie what had happened. She sat staring ahead of her for a few minutes, then turned to me.
Of course, Nicky. You must take me back.
No. There must be another way.
But they are very thorough. There will be no other way.
I tell you, there must be. We can't just...
Have you gone mad?
No, I just had an idea. Where do you think they'll take Tex?
Back to the house, I suppose.
If you were Haroon, where would be the last place you'd expect to find us, you and me?
Why, at the... What do you mean, go back to the house now?
Why not? There's only Louis and Blanc, the guy from the gate. I think I can take care of them. Then we sit tight and wait for Haroon and Hassan to bring Tex along. They won't suspect a thing. They'll walk through the door straight into my gun.
It is... Very audacious.
And that's the way wars are won, baby.
Oh, very well. It is a better way than to surrender tamely.
Oh, that's my girl. Hold on to your yashmak. Here we go. Keep beside me, Marie.
I'm trying, but my knee. Oh, it hurts.
Yeah, sure. If I ever have to get into this place again, I'm not going over that wall. I'll bring a couple of sticks of dynamite and blow it down.
Oh, it's very quiet. What is sound from the house?
No. Be careful now. We're almost at the door. Still open.
Is that not strange?
Yeah. Come on, quiet as you can.
Welcome back, ah! Mr. Knight. Don't move, Knight, or the girl gets a bullet. Switch the light on, Blanc.
Well, looks like we got a reception committee.
Exactly, Mr. Knight. Drop your gun, please. Thank you. We counted on your being a clever man, Mr. Knight. If you had not been, we might have been in trouble. But we had to have a clever man, one who would react the right way. And we got you.
React the right way? So the whole thing was a plant, huh?
Yes, Mr. Knight. The whole thing. A perfectly planned trap. A chess game in excelsis, with you as the pawn.
What's the next move?
The next move is to wait, Mr. Knight, for the prince to arrive.
The prince? But of course, Haroon is the prince now.
Precisely. And he will hand you over to the police for the murder of his brother.